On the very day the mission is completed, tragedy strikes. It was a day which the Jews certainly looked forward to with so much anticipation. They'd been through a lot by that point in the desert. Leaving Egypt, the war against Amalek, standing at Sinai, sin of the golden calf. But now God commanded them to build something, to build a Mishkan. And deep down, everyone wanted to believe that the sin, the mistake can be erased. And now we can start again. Clean slate, fresh page, sins forgotten. And then something happens. After the initial consecration, and a fire comes down from heaven and accepts the burnt offering which the Jews offer, two sons of Aaron, Nadav and Avihu, together they take incense which they were not commanded to do, and they offer it in front of God. And it says again, the fire comes down, but this time consumes them, which means the parallel is frightening. Immediately prior to this, there was an olah, a completely burnt offering which was taken by God. And now God takes the two sons of Aaron. And the Torah doesn't tell us exactly why this happens. And the silence of the Torah has caused commentaries to give every single explanation imaginable, and perhaps some that we wouldn't even have imagined. Which means we like to have a correlation in our minds between punishment and sin. And therefore, if they were punished, they must have sinned. Now, I think there's reason to question that correlation. The Talmud tells us about a conversation between Rabbi Akiva and one of the Roman dignitaries. This dignitary hurled an incredible accusation against the Jewish people. He said, because you're such a charitable people, you give charity, you help the poor, you help the weak, God is going to judge you for that. Now, that's remarkable. Coming from a society, perhaps, that looks as free people versus slaves, and therefore for the free to help the poor, was seen as unacceptable. But to attack the Jews for this, for helping the destitute, is remarkable. And the Roman dignitary says, I'm going to give you a comparison to what this could be compared, a mashal. He says, it's like a king who takes one of his servants and throws him into the prison. What if one of the other servants broke in and took care of the person in the prison? Wouldn't the king be upset? Rabbi Akiva responded and said, I'll give you a different explanation, or mashal, parable. What if a king had a son that he was upset with, and he put him in a prison, and one of his other sons felt the sense of brotherhood? Wouldn't the king, their father, be happy because one brother is taking care of the other? In a sense, you realize what the core of the difference is. The Roman looks as the king versus the other individual as being a servant, or Rabbi Akiva is saying, no, the other person is a son of the king. We're children of God. Which means what was at stake over here is whether you really correlate sin with punishment. Which means the individual who's sitting in the prison, person who's poor, should we assume that they're poor because God determined this? And therefore, for me to help the poor, I'm doing something terrible. The Zohar teaches the exact opposite. So sometimes God has decided to make a decree against an individual, but we'll give him one last chance. And he says it sends him an angel dressed up as a poor person. And if he takes care of the poor person, then God will take care of him as well. Now, if this is the case, we shouldn't be looking for sins of Nadav and Avihu. And what's possible is that they felt so much ecstasy at that moment. They felt such excitement. They felt as if they wanted just to go and to offer whatever they could for God and got carried away at the moment. Now, there's a price to be paid for having a Mishkan. The Mishkan is very detailed in terms of laws. It's wonderful when people feel carried away by religious feelings. But we have to be very careful that these feelings don't lead us to do things that God didn't ask for, or lead us to places to do things which are contrary to what God has instructed. Part of the consecration of the Mishkan was this exact lesson. You have the greatest gift, a building, which will represent God's presence within our midst. But when God is in our midst, we need to be even more careful. We need to show extra care. We need to follow laws exactly and not just do whatever the Spirit moves us to do. True service of God should have passion, but we should passionately do that which God instructed us to do, not do what we feel like doing. It's a difficult balance. We need more passion in our lives. We need more passion in our service of God. We need to serve God with ecstasy, but we need to serve God in what God asked us to do.